Welcome to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. Brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member, Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and historian. This edition of Local Voices airs every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. and focuses on a glance back at the music and history of World War II as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you again for tuning in to this special edition, A Glance Back, here on Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP.
Bye.
taking you back to the world of the greatest generation on 94.7 KPIP.
Up and down my spine, the same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine, the same old tingle that I feel inside, and when that elevator starts its ride, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover, you're the lover, you're the lover, you're the lover I
Friday on the farm is rabbit pie day. So every Friday that ever comes along, I get up early and sing this little song. Run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang goes the farmer's gun. Run, rabbit, run, 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 run. Run, rabbit, run, run, run. Don't give the farmer his fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, run, run. Don't give the farmer, he's fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, run, run.
94.7 KPIP. I'm Rachel Steele, and it is here, Valentine's Day, also called St. Valentine's Day, or the Feast of St. Valentine. It is celebrated annually on February 14th, originating as a Western Christian feast day honoring St. Valentine, and is recognized as a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and love in many regions around the world. World, especially here in America. The Feast of St. Valentine was established by the Pope in 496 AD to be celebrated on February 14th in honor of St. Valentine of Rome, who died on that date in 269 AD. The day became associated with romantic love in the 14th and 15th centuries when notions of courtly love flourished, apparently by association with the lovebirds of early spring. Now, here in America, it is celebrated with gifts, dinners, romance, and more. And this year, KPIP is giving you simple and affordable ways of gifting this Valentine's Day with the help of three local Fayette businesses. All you have to do is pop into Gray Willows, the Petrichor Store, or Paisley Boutique, and ask for the KPIP Valentine's Day special, and they will provide you with a ready-made, unique gift for your sweetheart at a price that anyone can afford. Let's start by talking to Petrichor.
I'm Rachel Steele, and with me today is Bob Anderson, owner of Petrichor on the Courthouse Square in Fayette. Thank you so much for being with us today, Bob.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you have made a Valentine gift bag. What is in the gift bag?
It's got a few items. There is some strawberry incense. There is a Belgian chocolate rosebud. Love Petrichor tea. That comes from Adagio Teas. There's also a coupon for a 5-card couples reading in tarot, and a rose quartz that can be charged when the reading is done according to the couple's needs. The card doesn't have to be used right away. You can get the reading anytime within the next year.
Gotcha. Okay. So the reading and the charging of the crystal can be done up until next Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So they have a chance to do that. Mm. Shop smarter, not harder. And that's the way we think here at Petrichor. Tell us again how people get in touch with you.
Okay, well, like you said, you can find me on Facebook under the Petrichor Store, or you can phone me at 573-355-1099. You can email me at thepetrichorstore@gmail.com, or you can stop by and talk to me personally.
Absolutely. And where are you located?
At 108 North Church Street on the square in Fayette.
And it's just next to where the Peacock used to be.
If you're familiar with Fayette, yes.
Yeah. It's on the Courthouse Square in Fayette.
Right.
So you really can't miss it. Look, you've got a ham sand and a yin yang on the front of your building,
right.
And it's green, and so that's what you need to be looking for. And I recommend that you hurry to Petrichor because supplies on these special gift bags are limited. So hurry in, help support our local town by shopping local, and thank you for being with us today, Bob.
Thank you for having me.
Second, we have a lovely bouquet of flowers and a vase from Paisley Boutique, created just for KPIP listeners.
We have got Amanda with Paisley Boutique, who has come up with a beautiful KPIP bouquet of flowers. Now, what things are in the bouquet?
So the KPIP arrangement will include 3 carnations, and we have several different colors. So they can be a novelty color, which is like an orangish pink. They can be burgundy. They can be purple, or they can be hot pink. And they will also have Ostomaria lilies, both of which have a very long life. So you will be able to keep this beautiful vase for weeks, even after Valentine's Day, as long as you add water and recut every other day. And the Ostomaria lilies come in multiple colors as well, so we just choose the best color that goes and suits with the carnations. And that also does come with, like, the assorted greeneries and things like that to jazz the vase up to make it look really spectacular for your Valentine's Day.
At a very reasonable price.
Yes. Actually, we don't even offer this price on any of our flyers. So this is just for the KPIP listeners. When they come in, they'll definitely have to say it's KPIP, and we will have an area just for that.
What are your hours and the days that you are open?
Well, it is supposed to be frigidly cold, unfortunately, and I wanted to give you guys a little insight on that, too. If you are taking the flowers, make sure not to leave them in your car because they will be dead by the time that they actually arrive to their destination because it is supposed to be insanely cold. So I wanted to make sure I touch base with you guys on that, but our hours are going to be Tuesday through Friday. We're going to try to keep it as normal as possible, just 9 to 4 on Friday. My assumption is we're going to be here a little bit longer because we're going to have so many deliveries. Less people are delivering Friday because of the work week. But we also will be open on Saturday, 9 to 2. And on Sunday, we're going to be open from 9 until 1.
Okay, so I have a question. Is it better to have the flowers delivered to a girl's home or to a girl's
workplace? And the reason being is men, I'm talking to you. Women love attention, and the fact that you're delivering flowers to their workplace, there's other people that work there, and they're going to go, "Oh, who got you flowers?" Do not be the husband who doesn't get your wife flowers, and she's the only one at the office that's sitting all lonely at her desk without the flowers. So it is awesome whenever you are the person and feel extra special when the delivery driver comes in and says, "I have a delivery for so-and-so," and everybody's like, "Oh, they're so pretty, and who are they from, and oh, you're so loved." It's very important to do it at work.
All right, guys, you heard it. Deliver it to work. Thank you so much,
Amanda,
for this opportunity.
Hopefully we can stay warm and toasty and just share the love with some red roses.
Yes, ma'am.
And our third KPIP option comes from Grey Willows, where they have three gift bags ready for you to purchase that are geared towards your sweetheart's unique talents and interests.
We have another Valentine's deal for you at Grey Willows, and with me is Kathy Fogmorton from Grey Willows. Thanks for being with us today, Kathy.
Thank you, Rachel.
Now, this is very unique. What people can find in the KPIP Grey Willows Valentine's bag.
We have three of them, and each one is sort of aimed in a different direction. We have one that is J'amour, we have one that is Le Chef, and we have one that is Le Art.
All three are a little different. One is geared towards L'Amour, which is love.
Yes.
Le Chef, which
Le
is
chef.
Someone who is interested in the culinary arts.
Yes.
And then the third one, Le Artiste, for the artist or crafts person in your life.
Yeah.
And they're very affordable. All you have to do is go to Grey Willows and ask for the KPIP Valentine's gift bag. Now, Kathy, can you tell me when you're going to be open and what the hours will be?
Due to COVID, we have not been open since Christmas. So we are going to be open in February on Saturdays. And we're open from 12 to 5.
If somebody wants more information, is there a telephone number they can call?
Certainly. They can call Grey Willows directly, which is 660-888-1855.
And where are you located?
Grey Willows is located in downtown Fayette on Main Street at 208 South Main, and it is two blocks south of the courthouse.
Yeah, they have a big open flag so that you know that they're
open.
Oh, that
too. Yes, we do.
Thank you so much for being with me, Kathy. If you'd like to take a look at the KPIP gift bags at Grey Willows, just log on to our website at kpip-lpfayette. Thank you again, Kathy.
Thank you.
To purchase these amazing and affordable gifts for your sweetheart, just go to the store of your choice and ask for the KPIP Valentine's Special. That's Petrichor, Paisley Boutique, and Grey Willows. To find out more information and to view these special KPIP Valentine's gifts, log on to our Facebook page at kpip-lpfayette. Have a happy Valentine's Day from all of us at Fayette's local nonprofit educational radio station, 94.7 KPIP. Back to World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, let me see
what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Fayette's resident historian, Jim Steele, is on 94.7 KPIP.
We'll be right back.
Valentine's Day from 94.7 KPIP, where this year we are giving you simple and affordable ways of gifting with the help of three local Fayette businesses. Our first business, Petrichor, is offering a special KPIP Valentine's Day package consisting of one package of strawberry incense, one Belgian chocolate rosebud, 1 ounce of Love Petrichor tea, a voucher for a couple's tarot reading, and a rose quartz crystal. Then, at Paisley Boutique, you can get your very own KPIP bouquet. It's 3 carnations and lilies in your choice of colors, in a lovely vase, and some greenery for an extremely low price. And finally, from Grey Willows, we have 3 gift bags ready for purchase that are geared towards your sweetheart's unique talents and interests. They are L'Amour for love, La Chef for the culinary arts folks, and L'Artiste for the artist in the family. To find out more about these amazing and affordable one-stop shopping gifts for your sweetheart, just go to the store of your choosing and ask for the KPIP Valentine's Special. That's the Petrichor Store, Paisley Boutique, and Grey Willows. To find out more information and see pictures of these presents, log on to our Facebook page at KPIP-LP-Fayette and have a happy Valentine's Day from all of us at Fayette's local nonprofit educational radio station, 94.7 KPIP. Travel back in time with us with this special edition of Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP.
Oh, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? Oh, do. Baby, my tears make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky. Oh, do. Oh, baby, when you do the dumb, when it at the low. When you do the dumb, when it at the low. But baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do, baby? What did you do?
Swing. Swing it, you dog.
Davor, dort wollen wir uns wiedersehen. Bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen, wie einst Lili Marlene, wie einst Lili Marlene. Unsere beiden Schatten sahen wie ein aus. Dass wir lieb uns hatten, das sah man gleich daraus. Und alle Leute sollen es sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lily Marlene, wie einst Lily Marlene. Deine Schritte kennt sie, deinen schönen Gang, alle Abend brennt sie, doch mich vergaß sie lang. Und sollte mir ein Leid geschehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lily Marlene, mit dir, Lily Aus dem stillen Raume, aus der Erde Grund, hebt sich wie im Traume dein verliebter Mund. Wenn sich die späten Nebel drehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lily Marlene, mit dir, Lily Marlene. Wenn sich die später Nebel drehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lily Marlene, mit dir.
Marie Wilson, for your contribution to the evening's fun. And immediately after Tiny's message, there's a little vocal contribution I'd like to make. All right, Tiny?
Thank you, Al. Okay, Lud? That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
From San Francisco comes
Rice, a Roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a Roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
The flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-A-Roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
The flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Enjoy the good old days when the world came together to fight for the good of all. This is Local Voices with historian Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you. sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my pack and got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that out of board. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting out for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart would keep from yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey.
Perhaps you're lucky enough to have one in the service home on leave. And you wouldn't be human if you didn't want to know about everything he's doing. Nor would it be unnatural for him to want to tell you. And yet that very enthusiasm, that desire to confide, can bring tragedy. Even when you're with family or friends and are sure no enemy agent can hear, it isn't safe to mention items of war information. Remember, things which don't seem important to you may be of vital importance in a link of information. So don't ask and don't tell where our soldiers are, how many there are, how they are being transported, when they're going, or what kind of duty they're going on. If you do hear it from someone, don't repeat it. If you see it yourself, don't repeat it. But if you read it in the newspapers or hear it on the radio, you can talk all you like. Otherwise, mum's the word.
It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day. Come and feast your tear-dimmed eyes on tomorrow's clear blue skies. If today heart is weary, if every little thing looks gray, just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day.
Steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had $1 million or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Taking a step back in time with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Happy days are here again.